Great to have you with me. This is the show Never Heard That, and my name is Andrew Mukey. Today we'll be listening to the song A Foreign Place by English band Japan, which was the B-side to their 1979 single Quiet Life. Formed in 1974 in South London, they were teenagers when they released their first two albums, Adolescent Sex and Obscure Alternatives, both in 1978. They were considered out of sync in their native UK as their glam-inspired funk was at odds with the prevailing punk rock of the time. Although support in the UK was sparse, the country of Japan took them to their heart and treated them like kings. This was no doubt helped by their look, which was very much glam-influenced. The band looked back on those two albums as mistakes, but the last song on the second album, called The Tenant, was a signifier of what was to come. It was the only band-produced song and was a lush, ambient instrumental that was vastly different to the rock and funk of the other tracks. Literally, a new band appeared for 1979's third album, Quiet Life. The style they employed was very much electronic, with much more focus on the use of synthesizers. There was still guitar prevalent, but this was often through the use of the e-bow, a string vibrating device which generated an atmospheric hum. To add to the transformation, vocalist David Sylvian changed his vocal delivery style completely. For 1980's fourth album, Gentlemen Take Polaroids, they moved to record label Virgin, but it too failed to set the charts alight. Fifth and final studio album, Tin Drum, from 1981, was the band's first real chart success and is often regarded as one of the most innovative albums of the 1980s with its heavy oriental music influence. Previous record company Aurelia Hansa started to re-release all of their early material to capitalize on this new success, and they found themselves with multiple songs in the charts continuously for over a 12-month period, apparently the first ever band to do that in the UK. And then they broke up. The members have each gone on to have long and successful musical careers, and they even reformed under the moniker Rain Tree Crow to release one album in 1991. Today's track is an interesting one in that by all accounts the band members played different instruments to what they normally do. It is also perhaps a signifier of what was to come with Tin Drum a few years later, as it has an overall oriental feel too. And it is one of those podcasts where I've chosen an instrumental track of a band who has had a very popular vocalist. Again, I'm okay with that, as I believe that the vocalist must have felt that the tracks were strong enough without needing them to add words. I think that this song is named well. To me, it sounds like being in a foreign place. See what you think. Here is the track, A Foreign Place, by English band Japan, which was the B-side to their 1979 single, Quiet Life. Thank you.